Hi.
How was tax time?
Tax time? Oh, it was kind of lame. I mean, it was fine. It was kind of relatively painless. It was relatively painless, but he seemed quite cons not really quite very concerned, but mildly concerned with the fact that half my income was expenses. You there?
Right. Yeah, I'm here.
So he was really, really
He didn't want
concerned
you
with
to
me
turn into
next
tax
year
time.
having some, having some actual income from my,
From your art.
expenses so that it doesn't look like a
Right.
hobby.
Right. Here, hold up one second. Hello?
Hi.
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 Sorry, I just had to put on the hands-free thing so I can keep making my breakfast while I talk to you. So he's very concerned about you having some income. You didn't have anything on the books from art income?
No, I didn't have
Or,
anything on the books. Like, I had a number of like $200 things, but nothing of any significance, you know. I had one wire transfer in from Europe, but from my understanding is that you don't really have to like just account for that. You know what I mean? So, check your
So,
email.
do you think it's a problem to try to deduct that much this year, or
What's that?
does he like? Do you
No,
think
he
it's a
doesn't think it's a
problem?
problem. He doesn't think it's a problem. He's just like concerned that I don't do this every year. You know, he's
So
like,
he doesn't think it's good enough to deduct it against having like a research teaching position.
he says it's, hold on, let me turn the volume up. He says it's better than, like he mentioned this other client of his who has a, this other client of his who has a, works a paralegal job. He works a paralegal job and then, but is, an aspiring actor. So for the last like 5 years, he's like put between $5,000 and $7,000, $10,000 into like some, production company or whatnot, and never, ever, ever,
Showed a return on it or whatever.
showed any return. So he was just concerned that I not do that. So he was just concerned that I not do that. And I was like, no. This is a weird year in that I don't have. Usually I have like $3,000. So.
Got it, dude.
Check your email.
Check my email. Okay. One second. I'm in the middle of making multi-grain hot cereal.
Hot cereal. Hot cereal. Meow.
Have this like, very strong feeling of the fact that I've already quit my job. Simultaneously like really don't want to go and then also know that I'm really not going to be working one of the days or anything. I'm just like, I have a bad attitude.
Well, I think it's good to do things like, making Sarah and James's website while you're
Website,
there.
yeah, that's a good use of my time.
It seems like a really useful thing. You know? So.
Six MP.
6MP.
Oh.
Is that big or what?
That's big.
It's so big.
I'm just working on opening.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work to open, huh?
Yeah, because I have to unstuff it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's stuffed? That's weird. I didn't stuff it.
Maybe my email system stuffed it.
Yeah, maybe your email system stuffed because it was so big.
So big.
It's so big, dude. Dear Michael Mandelberg, there are two things in life most people don't have enough of, time and money. Now you can have more of both when you use the attached select checks to transfer credit card and other loan balances to your Capital One card. And as one of our most valued customers, yeah, blah, blah, blah. So get me a lot more time and money, fuckers.
Aw, that's a nice photo, baby. Let's zoom in on your eyeballs.
Let's zoom in on your left nostril.
Zoom in on your eyeball. Oh, look.
Let's fill the screen with your right earlobe.
Now I'm going to zoom in on your stubble. Okay, here we go. Zoom in.
Yeah, especially pay careful attention to my ingrown hair on my right chin.
Assess that more carefully.
Oh, don't look at it. Don't look at it. It's grody. It's grody. I have to call the dentist. I mean, the doctor.
Wait, that was fun. Now, back to my hot cereal.
And now, back to our previously scheduled programming. Educator's Tax Guide. Too bad that I got this a few bit too long ago. Isn't it funny? Yeah, that's really funny.
What?
Yeah. This is the Educator's Tax Guide. And I am did my taxes today. That'll get filed for later use. Hi. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Getting up today sucked.
Yeah, I bet it did. You, like, totally didn't sleep last night.
I know. It sucked really bad.
Uh-huh.
And,
telling you, you really need to abide by the no computers after
midnight rule. I know, I do. You know what's funny is on my little 64 megabyte card, it's enough for 35 photos. Which is kind of cute. It's like the right number to see. It's really funny. What'd you say?
It's like a roll of film.
It really, like, this camera, if you didn't know any better, you'd get confused for a film camera. It's got this, the little thing on the top looks exactly like a film camera where it has how many are left.
Right.
And that's there the whole time. It's on. It stays on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it says 35 left. Even when it's off, that's on.
Right.
pretty funny.
Hey, dude.
Hi.
Hello.
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 Yeah, I know I need to go to bed earlier.
Yeah.
I know
you have a new computer and a new monitor, and there's nothing else to entertain you besides that.
I know. It's all your fault. You're not here
what?
To entertain me. Yeah, it is.
Even though I was the one who tried to institute the no computers after midnight bedtime.
It's all your fault for not being here to entertain me.
Okay.
You're like, okay, sure, whatever. Shut up.
I think you need to go buy some books and you need to sign up for Netflix.
Yeah. I think that I need to, I have books. I just need to read them.
Oh, you just need to read them. Okay. You know. Unpack them. Mm.
Oh.
Yeah, I've realized that, like, you know, sometimes when I'm spending, like, too much time, just, like, I don't know, reading the news or something, that it's really because I want to just be reading, not because I need to be using my computer, you know?
Uh-huh. For me, it's a funny way of trying to interact with a world that's asleep.
A world that's asleep.
It's like I'm trying to, trying to interact with a world that's asleep. That I can't interact with.
So. Hold up, I have to grind my coffee.
Okay. Yeah, she doesn't like that.
She doesn't like that. She says, that's a sinister sound. Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? That's terrible. That's terrible. Don't do that.
Sinister sound. It's not the sound of a tuna can opening.
Yeah. Not tuna. That's sinister.
Not tuna,
not tuna equals sinister. You know?
I'm walking around in a very amusing, like, not really outfit, more like pajamas.
Uh-huh. Tell me about your not really outfit.
Well, it's what I slept in, but it's pretty funny. I'm wearing these little, very tiny shorts that are made of, like, blue cotton with, like, white cotton ribbing around the bottom. They're kind of, like, 70s boyish style.
Mm-hmm.
But then they have this little screen print on it that has, like, yellow polka dots and pink polka dots and says girl on it.
Girl.
Uh-huh.
Girl.
And then I'm wearing this pink, also kind of very 1970s t-shirt with white ripping on the bottoms of the sleeves around the neck. And it has this screen print on it that Martin and my friend Julia Alsus and I did. When, like, we designed this art department t-shirt for Carlton.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a screen print of, like, this sort of, like, Andy Warhol-style drawing of a pack of Smarties on the front.
Mm.
It says Smarties, and then on the back, in Andy Warhol's handwriting, it says Smartest.
Mm-hmm.
Spelled A-R-T-I-S-T.
I see.
Yeah. Anyway, I have a very silly outfit on.
I got a letter in the mailbox from my credit card company telling me they've been able to only be able to contact me and have temporarily frozen my account because of the fraud department. Which is explains why I've had my card denied several times recently.
Uh-huh. Now you're just calling them. They're probably like, where is the address on your card still?
Mm-hmm. Probably getting confused about addresses.
And they're probably confused about addresses and like unusual usage patterns.
Mm-hmm. Very true. They don't like that.
No, they don't.
They don't like people like me. They don't. Don't like the people like me.
No. They like people who stay put.
Yeah. They like people who stay put, that's for certain. Cold out here. What's that?
Makes me even more not want to go to work. Makes me want to go to the beach instead.
Yeah. And it's even colder here.
It's even colder there?
Yeah, it's cold. It was, I guess, looking, it was like it was going to get warm. But then it got cold.
Mm. It was much warmer today. Yesterday it was kind of cold, man. I think now it's up, back up to maybe it broke. I'm trying to figure out what I want to do for my last LA birthday party.
Yeah. What to do? What to do?
It's hard to say. Okay, what are you doing?
I'm opening some of my mail. Mm. There's all kinds of mail waiting for me.
Oh, did you go to your... Is this mail at home or mail at the P.O. box?
Mail at the P.O. box. I was... It was like, I got so lost coming home trying to get on one of the bridges. Like, the Williamsburg Bridge and the Manhattan Bridge both are land in Brooklyn in roughly the same spot. They're very close. I mean, in Manhattan, but they're very far apart in Brooklyn.
Oh, I see.
So, yesterday... I was trying desperately to get on the Williamsburg Bridge, no, the Manhattan Bridge, and just kept getting turned around and turned around and turned around, and ended up just giving up and getting on the Williamsburg Bridge. And ended up, yeah, so it was like, I mean, I spent 20 minutes trying to get onto the right road to get me there.
Right.
Driving around in circles. Maybe that's an exaggeration. Maybe it was like 12 or 13 minutes. But I was, you know, quite turned around. So, I was quite turned around, and I basically was just like, whatever. I'm going to get on this bridge. So... This time around, I was like, you know what? I'm turned around, and I'm not going to get to the right place, and it's just going to be easier for me to go over this bridge, and I'll just go check my mail.
Right.
Because I haven't checked my mail in like 2 weeks, you know. And it was wise, because my mailbox is full. So. Yeah.
Got it, dude.
And I'm gonna start... moving my mail over to this address.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you're going to do that.
So.
to do all that crap soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Canceling all the utilities, mail forwarding.
It's nice. It's nice that you have a place to move it to.
One, like, really annoying factor is in this whole, like, subletting situation
mm-hmm.
is that I discovered last week that I'm completely out of checks.
Oh.
So, like, if I want to keep checks with this address, I have to, like, order them for this address and then, again, order checks for...
Well, I think all of that she should be covering the cost of, and I think she'll respect that.
Yeah, I'm sure she will. It's just a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Oh, it's totally a pain in the ass. Totally agree.
But, I mean, she's Clover's girlfriend, and I'm a nice person, so.
I know.
Mm-hmm. But it is kind of like a lot of crap to deal with for, like, someone I don't know very well, you know?
Yeah.
And Lindsay's leaving for Arizona today.
Oh. To revisit the scene of the crime.
Yes, that's right. I, of course, am like, why are you going to Arizona? Why did you come here?
Yeah, why is she?
I don't know. I'm like, you should bring Connor to L.A.
What is it in there? What is in Arizona?
A bunch of Jason's friends.
Oh. Are they Lindsay's friends?
No.
What's that?
Not yet.
Not yet. Isn't it awful how, like, cynical and skeptical?
I know.
/ we are.
Really, I think, like, my dad's the only one who's managed to, like, keep an open mind, you know?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
Over-identify with Lindsay or, you know, I don't know. It's just, like, he kind of, you know, it's just sort of, he's really, like, surprisingly laid-back person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He just sort of, like, is like, you know what, you know, like, we would all like to hope that this works out for the best, and I'm just gonna, you know, like, you know, basically, like, just take things at face value until something goes really wrong, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So...
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm munching on an apple.
What's that?
I said I'm munching on an apple.
I'm eating what Sarah Wilson Longwell calls vegetarian beef jerky.
Oh, dried mango?
Mm-hmm.
It's cute.
No, not the mango, the papaya.
Oh, papaya.
And I, after eating, how much have I eaten? Probably even a quarter of a pound of this, I can kind of understand why.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of tough. It doesn't really taste like fruit.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird.
Kind of weird.
Hmm.
talked to Davey yesterday, and she's going to do Toxic Titty section of her own portfolio site.
Mm-hmm.
And said that I'm free to hijack anything I want to from that.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
What is she doing it in?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. That's good, because I don't know jack shit about
Mm-hmm. Hey, do you still have that decompiler?
Yeah. Can you send that to you?
Yeah.
I'll have to go back in the email archives. It's somewhere in there.
I would love it, though.
Yeah.
It, did I tell you why I need it?
No.
My total fucker student turned in a project that is, like, about 10 times better than anything he's ever done. Now, it could just mean he's applied himself, because the kid is talented. You know?
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, he's never applied himself. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, significantly better. And I know that last week he came with something else that was, like, so much worse. And, like, almost everything was pulled from his other work anyway. You know, like, all the graphics were from his other work. You know, it's like, and I got a couple of...
FLA,
I didn't on this one. I didn't ask for it.
Oh, you should do that. You should do that.
But I want to find out a way. I mean, it's either I have to do it carefully so that I don't act like I think he's, you know, plagiarized from the start. Because if he hasn't, like, he's done a really remarkable job, and I don't want to.
You don't want it to be discouraging him, you know?
Exactly.
Like,
of course, as usual, he didn't really answer the project. He didn't really
do the assignment, kind of.
He didn't really do the assignment. He didn't really do the assignment, exactly. And but he kind of did. Barely. So I don't know. I just want to look at the file. Yeah.
What the fuck? Oh, Lord.
What?
I just hate students who are like, I miss class. What's the final project?
Yeah. Find out from your friends. Rah. I'm about to send you about 40 JPEGs that are, oh, that's maybe big. This might be like an 8 megabyte.
I can accept up to 10 megabytes.
What'd you say?
I can accept up to 10 megabytes in a single email.
Okay, well, this is 37.
37. Or at least I can send 10 megabytes. I don't know about 30. If I can receive 30.
Okay, let me... Hold on. These are pictures from the infamous, and ill-fated. Can you guess?
Cross-country road trip?
Uh-huh. I fucking hope not.
I feel like I've already had all of my ill-fated things. I've had three bad things happen to me in 1 week.
I know. I've had a lot of bad things happen to me, too. Too many.
I just don't think I have any more bad car luck left in me. You know?
Yeah. I sure as hell hope I don't have any more bad car luck. I've had pretty bad car luck. Hmm?
I said I really don't want to go to work.
Mm-mm. Who would? And what's their problem? Okay. 38 megabytes. Well, actually, some of them I didn't send because I realized they weren't really... They were on that same roll. But they weren't really the same. Excuse me. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy?
Yeah. I was just looking at the photos. Like, I remember that. I was looking at the one of you crashed down beside the destroyed wheel.
I know. Doesn't my hair look awful?
It's really short.
Mm-hmm. Hmm?
Do you still wear those shoes?
Which shoes are they?
They're these, like, black slip-on sneakers.
Let me look at them. Oh, I'm wearing them right now.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. They're my official in-house shoes. What's that?
I said, I see.
Yeah. Can you believe that fucking happened?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Isn't that appalling?
Yep.
Oh, so fucking appalling.
What?
I just had this vision that I was like, who's gonna use this camera, you know? Who the hell is gonna use this camera? And then I just had this vision of that Peter would be using the camera. I know you want to use the camera, but I'm not convinced you're going to. You're more than welcome to, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean when I say that, right?
Yeah, I know what you mean. You mean, like, really use this camera.
I mean on the level of, like, yeah.
You know, really use it for documenting performances.
I mean, yeah, like, documenting performances doesn't count as really using it. I mean, I'll use it to document performances, sure. I'll use it to document installations. But that's not really using it.
No, but documenting our performances is really photography.
It is. And in fact, actually, if you were to treat it more as such, you would, you know, be better off.
Yeah, I'd like to treat it more as such, you know?
And God, it would be so nice to not have to... to have everything come in directly. And then choose the, you know, have everything be digital originals. And not have to do all of the scanning.
Right.
Just so you know, I was looking at the scanner, and it's a little big to just carry across the country.
Really?
Uh-huh. It's kind of heavy, and it's kind of big. It would be like a full backpack. So you might just want to work something out with Kathy.
Okay.
Rather than having to bring it back across the country.
Yeah, I agree. I'll work something out with Kathy.
So.
I can borrow for a weekend.
Yeah. You
know?
Yeah.
Hi.
Ah, the Swift decompiler. It's PC, right?
Yeah,
flight plagiarism everywhere. Exactly. All about fighting plagiarism. Hello?
Hi, sorry. I had to download a new version of Stuff at Expander.
Oh. It's because I'm sending you... What's that?
I said mine is out of date.
Is it because I'm sending you all the stuff and they're forcing...
Yeah.
They're stuffing it?
Hi, dude.
Oh, man. And you sound, what are you, shall I let you go? You sound distracted.
Oh, no, sorry. Let me stop doing this. It was just because I wanted to look at all these photos they sent me, but I'll just look at them later.
Do you want to do that and then look at them and then call me back just so you can concentrate?
No, it's okay, dude. I just talked to you. It's kind of turned into like a more of a multi-step process than I expected.
Oh.
You know?
I see.
That is all.
I see.
Because my OS 10.3 doesn't like my old stuff to expand.
What?
But it doesn't like it.
Oh,
no.
Too old? Doesn't like old things, huh? Hello? Hello? Oh, I lost you. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, what happened?
I don't know.
What happened?
I don't know what happened, dude.
I don't know either.
I don't know. Okay.
I don't know either. Say it again?
Vienna Pictures.
Yeah, Vienna Pictures. There's...
I hate Vienna.
I know, I hate Vienna too. There's... Let's see, there's like four things I sent you. I sent you pictures of the dead car.
Uh-huh.
And then I think I sent you pictures of the Cadillac Ranch.
Uh-huh.
And then I sent you pictures of Vienna. And then I sent you pictures of you in front of the museum,
mm-hmm.
and or you in front of the museum, and or a couple of Angélie installation shots. Excuse me. What?
This is great. It's a photo of our ice sculpture in New York melting, like, in the gutter.
Oh, yeah, that one, too. That was nice documentation.
Yeah, I like that one.
I'd actually been keeping that one on... It was all part of the same... I mean, can you believe those are all the photos I took for, like, practically half a year?
I know, that's crazy.
But I remember thinking, you know... They will like this when it resurfaces a year from now. They will all get amusement from this.
Thanks, dude.
Welcome.
Rawr.
Rawr.
Rawr. Rawr.
Mm-hmm. Kevin's going to Portland this week.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Hmm?
Why?
SPE?
Yeah. Right. Which is, faculty development.
Mm-hmm. Faculty develop the fuck out of there.
Yeah. Develop me out of here.
Mm-hmm. Faculty development and hang out with mommy and daddy Mandeberg.
Oh, you're staying with your parents?
The first night he is.
The first night? That's cute.
The conference hasn't started or something like that. And so he's going to hang out with them and he's going to meet Wonder Dog.
That's cute. Wonder Dog's really cute, baby.
I know. Steven leaves very soon. I just realized that. Steven gets in the same time that Kevin does.
No way.
Yeah, Kevin's flight is like 20 minutes after Steven's. Isn't that funny?
That's really funny.
And then what's not quite so funny, and not quite so much fun, is that Steven flies out the next morning to go to Detroit to go see Grammy, because he wasn't... Like, wasn't planning on this, but it became necessary. Actually, Dad had been thinking about it already, like, a couple months ago, that he was going to have him go.
Right.
So.
This is just a visit, right?
What's that?
This is just a visit for Stephen, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the end of July, August.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's a long time. He's not excited about it. He's not as... I think he was really dreading it a couple months ago, but now he's just sort of like, whatever. Like, it could be worse. But I'll be out of here soon kind of thing, you know? So.
I'm trying to remember where I parked
the car. Say it again?
I'm trying to remember where I parked the car last night. Oh, I've actually parked it in my parking space. I've been, like, avoiding it so far just because I'm afraid of scratching it or something, you know?
Uh-huh.
Last night there was something. I got home from Texas Michelle's at, like, 11 at night or something.
And there's nothing.
There was no parking whatsoever.
Yeah.
Parking space fine. It's just my monster car that doesn't fit in there.
Yeah. You do have a monster truck, you know.
I know. I need to call over the fucking... I've been, like, trying to block the car out of my mind. I should, like, get on what's his fuck over at Toyota.
Guess what I just retrieved out of a suitcase. My swim cap, my goggles, and my Speedo. Speedo.
You might have to get that back in action soon, dude.
I know. Although, I'm not really feeling the underwater submersion right now.
No, not with the winter.
I'm kind of, like, thinking more like riding the bicycle. I just have to get around to it. I made partial step in that I went to the YMCA and I canceled my membership.
Oh, good.
Which kind of means I kind of canceled it. They're, you know... If I'm lucky, I'm only going to get billed for one more month.
Oh, I see.
Like...
So are you gonna check out both the one that's right by the house and the YMCA one?
Yeah. I just don't see myself managing to make it all the way to 5th and 9th Street.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That's pretty far. It's pretty far to do on a, you know, daily basis kind of thing.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. I'd rather, like, say... something to the effect of, you know, not having to pay for my DSL.
Right.
So I might as well apply that to, you know, the $30 or $40 more a month that it costs.
Right.
Or another way of looking at it is that per visit, I might be looking at the same price, you know?
Right. I wonder how their yoga class.
What's that?
I said, I wonder how their yoga classes are.
Yeah, that's my one concern.
Yeah. I mean, there's like, it's just some yoga teachers are good and some are bad.
I know.
Some do like, are like former aerobics instructors who like teach a yoga class, you know, and some people are like really like yoga is their whole life, you know?
I know. And I don't know. That's one of my big concerns, actually. I just feel really overwhelmed by the decision, you know?
Well, you should go take a tour of the gym and then ask them about
it. Yeah.
Ask them what the most popular yoga class is and see if you can go.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like I looked on their website, it looked like the Brooklyn Heights version of the gym that's two doors from our house is like really fancy. Like they have parking validation and...
Wait, say that again, I can't hear you.
The Brooklyn Heights one location of the gym that's two blocks from our house has, they have parking validation for 3 hours and towel and laundry surface and like all this insane shit.
Starting tomorrow, Tuesday, March 15th, we will begin scanning the 1P building. Scanning is done between the hours of 9:30 and 1:30. Anyone who has any equipment at home, including laptops, please have the CUNY barcode tag information either emailed to me or available to give the workers. Please arrange to allow us access to any locked cabinet which might contain equipment, including any storage facility in the basement. The workers will not be permitted to go into the basement without someone from the department to escort them.
You should take everything back.
And any department cannot comply with the schedule, please contact me at extension 216 blah blah blah. George Ann Sassano, Property Management Department. How comic is that?
Can you just email him Barker?
I can, yeah, I can email him the barcode of...
Why don't you tell him that some of your equipment is currently in use in an exhibition?
Yeah. Well... My thought is that almost none of this has barcodes.
Has barcodes, right. That's true. They haven't done that yet, so.
I should just ask Janet.
Just the PC, right?
What's that?
Just the PC box?
Yeah, just the PC box. Which I really shouldn't have out of the building, probably.
Right.
How fucking ironic, you know? I can email them and say the PC box is at home doing testing for some research or something.
Or you can just haul it back in and I'll check it.
I know, I could just haul it back in. But it's not going to be there when they come by.
That might be less trouble for yourself, you know?
What's that?
That might be less trouble for yourself.
It might, except for the fact that I'm not going to be there until when they're mostly done with the 1P building.
Right.
And I can't leave it there. I can bring it back. I mean, I'll bring it back in Thursday morning. I think I need to email Janine and ask her what the deal is with my equipment, whether it needs to be barcoded.
It's better not to ask.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know whether it's better not to ask. How ironic is that? That's so fucking ironic. Hi.
Which has been really
cut. I can't hear you.
I said, which has been really cut.
I really can't hear you. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Okay, I can hear you now. Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
Okay. Dude, I think I need to get on the horn and make some phone calls about this.
Okay, dude.
I want to just check to make sure that that I had some issues with the real player breaking down.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to check to make sure it's still working. So I'm going to send you another link if you can just run it through real player and see if it's still working, just to make sure.
Okay.
And then I'll send out the release.
Okay, baby.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm leaving for work in like...
How long? Okay, well, I'll do that first then.
Okay, dude.
Okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.